Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item, and that is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider an action item. And the action item is Canyon County agreement with DocuSign for juvenile probation. And has legal reviewed the document?
Good morning, Chairman Holton. Yes, we have, legal's had the opportunity to review the document, no issues. I don't think there's any substantive changes at all. This is a renewal of a contract that I'm sure we'll hear is used quite frequently throughout the years.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this a good tool for you guys to use?
It's been an excellent tool the last 3 years. This last past year, we used it 355 times to exchange documents with various the courts, the prosecutors, and different attorneys. As you know, our information is very confidential with you, and so this has been a tremendous help to us, and yes.
Good. Yeah.
And Chairman, I just want to compliment the efforts of Chief Rast. He started using this in IT, and then that filtered over to Elda's department. There was a big need for that. Maybe you're, you know, you were an assist in getting this in place.
That is correct, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. I was just working with Director Catalano 3 years ago to get this in.
Yes, yeah.
This is kind of a post-pandemic effort.
Yep.
And yeah, it's been a great tool for juvenile.
Yeah, and I'll just say it shouldn't be that hard to get something like this in place where it saves time and it allows you to do that. So it's a great win, and I'm for moving forward with this on another year.
Just an additional note, if I may. So I paid for the membership, and we also have detention center. The detention center staff use this once in a while. So it not only helps my department, but it them as well to send documents securely. So it's a win all yeah. Juvenile probation and detention.
Yeah. Good. Sharing a resource. Great. I love it.
Good deal. Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the Canyon County agreement with DocuSign for juvenile probation as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you. Wow, that was fast business. All right. All right. I guess I'll hand it back to you, Carl. We had a couple questions, and how would you like to proceed with that?
Well, I think the questions are, is apparently there's this issue on the impact fees with the fire, and I learned about these issues yesterday. I'm not really sure what their questions are and what they want to discuss about it, but we're certainly here to be able to answer whatever questions they have. I know from talking to Zach, and of course Zach has been involved in this, but he's out on vacation this week, that earlier this year there was a discussion with now Clerk Hogeboom and Sabrina over the kind of getting the impact, what do they call it, the impact review committee. With
advisory fee, yeah.
All back kind of back together and functioning so that it actually can do what it's tasked to do in the code. Zach said he hasn't heard anything more on that in the last little bit, so he doesn't know what the status is of that at this moment. Of course, Rick Hogeboom was assigned that job as the impact committee coordinator before he was assigned or picked as the clerk, and so he doesn't know if that's still being done and or who's doing it, if someone new has been assigned as the impact committee coordinator. So I guess there are a few questions is just where we're at as a county, but yeah, and I've seen a lot of stuff here, and I'm not sure exactly what their questions are specifically. It's an interesting thing for me, and we've been trying to get our arms around it. I know in 2020, there was I've seen it called a consolidation. I've seen it called an annexation of the area of the Nampa city limits being brought into the rural protection district. And that's an interesting thing because now we have one district, but we have two different impact fees, and it's kind of an interesting process for us to try to figure out how that all works because it's something different. But if they have questions, we can do our best to answer those questions for them. I'm not sure exactly what their questions are, where their concerns are, other than that there's an inequity between the fees inside the city limits and those outside.
Chairman, I have a question based on discussion, and we do have members representing NAMPA and their interest in this, which I'll just say it, Larry's been asking why we haven't been able to move this forward for a number of years. And it is frustrating. One of the questions that was raised for the county on the four impact fee areas, jail, the sheriff, the coroner, and parks, does legal see a need to have independent committees for each of those, given that they're different in their function and what we would collect?
In my reading of the code yesterday, I didn't see anything that would jump out at me to say that that is required. There's references to the impact fee committees. It seems like, in my mind, that they ought to be able, on the county level, ought to be able to review any of those impact fees.
Right. And for discussion, when I was a part of and Zach Wesley was helping to initiate this back in maybe 2019, that was the intent in setting that up, is that this committee would have expertise and bring value to being able to look at how to collect that. I'm going to say with the former board chairman, she looked at how we could collect impact fees for the jail. They can't fund the jail. And then the amount that we could collect to move forward on anticipated growth, some of those questions, there has to be some preliminary work on size, anticipated need. So it's not as simple as it seems at the outset for some of those impact fees to collect. And so I understand the frustration, but I also understand that there has to be some expertise and dedicated effort in getting that together. I am hopeful that when we have a new constituent services director, that would be in their wheelhouse and they could help coordinate that.
Well, it's my understanding that the committee doesn't go out and get the facts and get the data and come up with the determinations of how much it should be. My understanding is that is all done by experts. There are experts out there that know how to go out, they get the required data, they evaluate it, they come in and they can say, okay, based on this information, you know, the impact fee should be X. And then that's what is brought to the committee to review and then make recommendations on up, kind of like a planning and zoning, on up to the board.
Right. And I would say that in speaking with Chief Stoll, so he's looking at impact fees for the ambulance district, I did have a conversation with him, and that's exactly right. He said you're not going to succeed unless you get a firm engaged to help evaluate those. So really the expertise for that, thank you, that's a great segue. And a point that we need to make is that the engagement of that, all of that, it's like we're a little bit in limbo, which can be frustrating, but.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Carl, is there any reason that the board just can't move forward with picking the advisory committee members similar to the way that we do P&Z?
I don't have a final answer to that, but I would assume that in reading the code, there are, just like in PNC, you have to have so many people, you know, from the service area and this and that. So I think ultimately, I don't think it'll be different than choosing PNC commissioners, because I believe they still have to be approved by the board. Now, the specific mechanism to get there, I don't think it spells it out in the code from what I recall seeing yesterday. But I wouldn't want to give you a final answer today, but I don't know why it couldn't be done that way.
Okay, so Mr. Chairman, Carl, my next question would be then, can we do this administratively, pick these members, or do we need to have it on the agenda and then go into executive session to interview them or whatever like we did with P&Z? Because the way I read this is not having the advisory committee in place is the whole reason that the fire impact committee cannot send to the county that we want to raise the fees, because all of that legwork has already been done. So we just need, from the way I see it, need to get this committee put in place so that we can receive that information and then make a determination and move forward.
And I agree, Commissioner. I think that's a preliminary first step that we should be able to do.
We'll have that answer to you on Tuesday.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I guess what I'm getting at is it seems like we've been dragging our feet waiting for a constituent services individual to come so then that we can dump this in their lap. But I think at this point, we just need to get the committee going and not continue to wait for a new director.
And I agree. And Chairman, I share your frustration and I agree with your comments. A single commissioner cannot move a project forward. It takes a unified, and this is what we're doing on the open record, is to figure out how to move this forward, because really right now we're in arrears with what could have potentially been collected on those fees. So it is disappointing for citizens, and I'll say the biggest thing is to have continuity in a board that can carry those efforts forward.
Mr. Chair, I have to agree. Everything I and Carl and I are on the same page as far as what we need and everything else, but I will give you an update as I feel optimistic. We have a couple good candidates that we'll be interviewing next week for the Constituent Services Director, and creating that committee to the board is important. We got to get that done, 100%. Also, I've figured out where we could actually fund an outside agency like the Ambulance District did to fund that kind of engagement. So we do have some pieces in place. It's just bringing it all together. So I think the question is how we form this committee is a good one to discuss on Tuesday. I think maybe Carl and I could work on that behind the scenes and become something for the board. But I will tell you, this is a priority.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get this going.
Yes.
And it's all about resource. DSDs, the resource isn't there. The bandwidth, I'm trying. But this is going to be one of those things we have to get done. Yeah.
And Chairman, Greg, in that, did we allocate, I thought we did, in the 2024 budget for an engagement like that? There was contemplation with working in tandem with the Ambulance District, but we didn't set aside those funds?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, those funds were earmarked for another project, for an outside consultation engagement. So I feel like we can use that same money and shift into another engagement and use that for county purpose, and we could use that for impact fees.
Okay.
So that's already been looked at.
And Chief, thank you for your efforts. You are pulling a big load. There's a lot that we are doing right now in county government, and your efforts are really commendable. Thank you.
Like I say, we can have that answer to you on Tuesday.
That would be great.
It's just one of those areas we don't delve into and memorize the code.
And Zach will or will not be available for consultation. Okay. Because he was key, and you know, I know the reason that we implemented it, but it's just struggled to gain traction. Chairman, thank you for letting me jump in.
So we have people in the gallery that are here for a very specific issue, and what we've all gone through and talked about is steps along the road to do that. Where I would ask legal for a point of clarification is that in this commissioner's point of view, the request for a change of fee has to come from that political entity. It will not be created at our impact fee committee. Our impact fee committee is not setting the rates of all of the other political subdivisions. And I think the people in the gallery are wanting Canyon County to, without specificity of communication from their side to our impact fee committee, change it. And I haven't seen communication from their side with clearness asking Canyon County to change that.
Mr. Chairman.
This communication I saw kept it at the same level. So that's my caution, that I want their time to be beneficial, that their concern is followed up and we can get specific clarity on that concern. And if this commissioner is missing that communication from NAMPA, that's on me. But I haven't seen that. I've seen the disparity, and I agree with their concern. There is a disparity that needs solved.
Yeah, And you're correct, Mr. Chairman, that as I read the code, our committee's responsibility is to review rates proposed by the cities or the, or not really the cities, because we're not collecting stuff for them, but for the districts that are out there, the fire districts, the highway districts. And they know what they need. They know what their capacities are, they know where they need to grow. And so it's really them that has to develop all of that and then forward it to the county for initial review by the committee, by the county's committee. And then it's a recommendation on up to the board. So the board gets it on the second step, comes from the district to our committee to the board. And until we have something from those districts, there's really nothing for us to consider.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
The way I understand it is we have to have a committee in place to receive such a request to adjust those rates. So I don't think it's really reasonable to expect another committee to request that their rates be changed when there's no committee or advisory committee to send that request to.
No argument from me at all, but my point still is, if we had a operating committee today by 1 p.m., there still has a problem of the request coming to our quote-unquote new committee.
I think we'd get it pretty quick.
Me too. I just want that out in the open, that I'm seeing that the need is there for that, unless I'm misinterpreting that, and so be it if I'm misinterpreting it. But I want this to go as smooth as we can get it now that we're painfully recognizing the shortcoming.
We all realize the need to have our committee in place.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I do, yeah.
Sure, I have no problem with that, Mr. Chairman.
Does anyone in the gallery wish to come up and address the commission? Glenn?
No, that surprises me. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it. The only problem I have with what we've discussed today is that so if you put a committee together, then they're going to have to be reviewing what, 7 districts, 7 impact fee. And as they come in, so you're going to have a committee that's probably going to be meeting 5 times a year. And I believe, I don't know, but I think that there's an ability for interagency agreement of some sort that you could accept what NAMPA has done. But that's something for them to look at also.
Chairman, when I was sitting as a part of this last time, there was a presentation by Galena Consulting, and I think Bill Goodgray was their attorney. And this is a question for Carl, is there a state statute that requires the county? So I guess I'm asking because I thought the formation of the committee, which I was in favor of to make sure it was a check and balance, that the costs were not inflated, and I'm not saying NAMPA would do that, but I'm saying it's just that balance of here's what the city wants, where the county's helping to administer that, we can look, and it's just a pass-through to make sure that for taxpayers that we're doing the right thing. So that's my first question. Is the county required to have an impact fee committee, or can we use, and I'm sorry, would you provide your name for the record from NAMPA?
Glenn Rimby.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
I believe that the county is required to have a committee.
Okay. And that is potentially different than what I heard. Maybe it's changed or maybe I misunderstood, but there was, I thought, a suggestion that, and I'm simply asking the question and mining for data, not taking a persuasive argument. NAMPA does have impact fees in place, and I've sat several times when Rick Hogeboom was chief of staff over there, and their process runs very smoothly. It's a good, well-greased process. So depending on the level of experience or the ability to recruit for this committee, I know that there's a time factor involved, and so that's what I'm asking. is if the county has the ability to look at an impact fee advisory committee that's already functioning and in place. If that makes sense.
Look at what the city of Napa does.
Correct, if we're able to utilize that.
This is where it's kind of interesting, and just kind of a technical area that we don't deal with much. For me, I'm learning all about it yesterday. And that's the question I have, is how this all, how the Napa committee that deals with impact fees within the city limits, how that plays along with the Rural Fire District Committee. And, you know, so we have agreement with the Napa Rural Fire that we will collect their impact fees, right? And that's part of our evaluation of you know, the committee, and we take on that duty, and we can get X number of dollars for every permit we do where they collect the impact fees. So it's this interaction between the city that's part of the Rural Fire District and the Rural Fire District itself and how that all works. I can't answer your question as to whether or not we can look at the cities in particular, but it does require the county to have an impact fee committee.
Okay.
That makes recommendations up to the board.
Okay, thank you.
That's the best I know.
No, that's fine. I'm a person that likes to explore all of that for the sake of robust discussion, and that we're not missing anything that could potentially move an important item in business forward. So I appreciate the discussion.
And if I could just ask a question, just to clarify, Commissioner Van Beek, are you asking if we could use what Napa, the city of Napa does, for example, as in lieu of having our own committee as a county? Was that essential?
That was my question. Thank you.
Here, I'll share this paper. Yeah, I think my paper.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Oscar, for the clarification.
Thanks.
Hubert, I think you're up.
Oh.
Larry, you're up.
I hadn't planned on, Larry Olmsted, Napa, hadn't planned on speaking today, but there are several things that I've got a deep sense of frustration. I understand Commissioner Holton not being aware of it, but I guarantee you, for years and years and years, we've tried to communicate, and I think Commissioner Van Beek will acknowledge this. And 5 years ago, I came in here and said, you guys need to get an impact fee advisory committee, and you have to have an expert set up to do it. At that time, I suggested Ann, and Ann said, well, if we do it for public safety and we do it for parks, it'll be about $15,000 for each. And I said, $30,000, you guys can come up with that. I got there, she goes, well, we hadn't budgeted for it. Well, we don't have a CIP. And that's what the consultant does. The consultant does the CIP. Now, I understand if Tish or Bice that does this work does it for you, it's going to be about $70,000. And so I understand, first of all, I compliment this group of commissioners. I think Commissioner Van Beek will tell you that I pushed and pushed, and I ran into an awful lot of resistance, and I'm glad to see you're doing it. But the frustration from our point is NAMPA does have a very, very efficient system. NAMPA is taking the NAMPA Fire District, what's happening in the city and what's happening outside the city, and they're proposing the same fee apply across, which only makes sense. We thought that all this communication was being handled. For 2 years, I've worked with Chief Carpenter and with our attorney for the fire district and saying, are we getting everything in place? We contacted Bill Gigrey. And if there's an attorney on planet Earth that can make anything complicated, it's Bill Gigrey. And we have worked and worked. I don't have any buns left. I've worked them off. And to come in and say, well, you know, we really don't know it. We don't know where we need to go. It's a simple path. You guys establish an impact fee advisory committee. You come up with $70,000. You get the consultant to come in. They've got all the data already compiled on growth and everything like that. So excuse my sense of frustration, my necessity to vent, but that's how I feel. Thank you for your time. And like I said, I appreciate this commission. I've already seen some of the dumpster fires you guys have put out. And I commit these guys back here to help you if they can.
Thank you, Larry.
And I'm going to validate your concern,
Larry, because I think 2 years ago, Highway District 4, desperate need of infrastructure and transportation, they had failing roadways, came. And I carried that. I attended city council meetings, and I hand-carried. I found an old committee that we'd established, and I carried that to each entity to get sign off. I'm not saying it was done textbook, but I'm saying I understand your frustration. I am supportive of what needs to be done. I believe this board is supportive. And I thank you for outlining what it is that you've said. I love people like Larry Olmsted, because what you are is passionate about good government, and you're willing to come and take your time and come. We will do and commit, this is on our priority list, to try and move that forward. I want to say it again, there has to be stability at this level to move that kind of business forward.
I meant to mention, 2 years ago, you guys had somebody over development services. I can't remember who he was. He'd come from Caldwell, he'd done great things. He came in here, Hubert and I went over and met with him. And we said, we understand you're probably opposed to impact fees, but he says, no, I'm supportive. And I said, so if we can get the commissioners to, one thing I'd heard from the commissioner, we don't have the bandwidth. We don't have the bandwidth to handle this. He offered to take it and run with it and everything like that. And the commissioners didn't follow up on it. So I'm like, and thank you, Commissioner Van Beek.
Yep, you're welcome, Larry.
I'll go home soon.
No, you're good. You can stay as long as you like. If you stay long enough, we'll bring cookies.
I will approach uninvited.
You're always welcome, Hubert.
State your name and place in the county you abode.
My name is Hubert Osborne. I reside in Napa. I'm a member of the Napa Impact Fee Committee. None of us on the Impact Fee Committee knew that the county was collecting a different rate than the city. I guess we were sitting there as mushrooms, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it still is. But it seems to me that too much is being made out of this. The proposals are reviewed by experts at the NAMPA Impact Fee Committee. The committee reviews them and sends them to the city council. The last one passed city council 3-2, so there was some debate over what was being proposed. From there, apparently nobody got it. I cannot explain why you or an impact fee committee that doesn't exist didn't get a communication. I cannot explain why the Napa City Council and our Impact Fee Committee was not advised of this. So, I am certainly not a lawyer, and you've made an interpretation already that this has to go to an Impact Fee Committee. As I read the statutes, it said, it mentions amendments. And I don't know why you couldn't amend this so that when NAMPA passes it, it cannot go straight to the commissioners. If every legal entity, which is, I think, 11 fire districts and one highway district, puts this load on an impact fee committee, you've overloaded them. They cannot properly review all the information they're going to get. So I would challenge the attorneys to come up with a way that when each district has come up with their impact fee changes, that it go directly to the commissioners.
We'll certainly look at the law and see what the law allows.
I think I'm done. Thank you.
Just like Glenn has a rebuttal.
No, will that opinion come out on Tuesday?
I can't guarantee it, but we'll certainly start taking a look at it.
Time to get cracking, kids.
Chairman, I need to, Carl, I don't know if you had the benefit of a memo. I'm looking for the impact fee. It's what Commissioner Brooks referenced the other day, the white paper for impact fees.
I've seen that.
And the 110107, is that the ordinance for the city or the county? I'm sorry, I don't know. Okay, so it says, establish a joint development impact fee advisory committee. So if our ordinance says that there's allowance for a joint impact fee advisory committee, I just wanted to highlight that and ask for interpretation. It's my question that Oscar clarified. I think it's the question from the city of Nampa, if that's, and that's why I clarified whose ordinance that was in. That's ours. Well, thank you. Yeah.
The only thing I'm going to say is we're at the cusp of impact fees. We have 62 political subdivisions that are taxing. Not all 62 could do impact fees, but a super majority of them can. And we're just starting into this. Carl and I had this conversation yesterday. This isn't just about Nampa.
Right.
This is about doing it smart and doing it right from the very get-go. And so his marching orders are significantly deeper than just solving this. But it appears to me that the Achilles heel today is getting the impact fee implemented and getting it.
And that's the easy thing we'll be able to answer on Tuesday. The rest of them, I don't know, it may be more complicated, maybe easy to come up with that answer once we dig into the statute with that focus in reading them and looking at our ordinances, but we'll get that answer on the joint committee just as quickly as we can.
Can I ask you a question? Is it the intent of the commission for this to reside within the area that Rick Hogeboom used to do, or to leave it within the PA's office? My feeling, my preference, would be that it not be with the PA. It'd either be with development services or with constituent services.
Correct.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Larry, that was the intent of creating the constituent services. We kind of rebooted that whole department and adding that resource because we added one body, and yeah, the impact fees was one of those reasons to focus. So we have one person coordinating for the county to keep things going and focusing on this. So this really is a priority.
Yeah.
It's just with a series of events. I know they come across as excuses, but we're doing everything right now as fast as we can. So I appreciate all the concern.
Thank you.
It's great.
Are we at a good place then for this topic for right now? All right, so stay tuned to Tuesday, and spoil warning, I'm not going to be present on Tuesday or Thursday, but I'll be listening in when it gets posted, so there you go. All right, next topic, do we have a next topic you need to advise?
Not an open, but we do have a matter
Okay. Thank you, Nampa, for being here. Appreciate your comments. Yes. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, personnel, D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded.
Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so we'll be in recess to executive session. Thank you.